Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Like, honestly, they didn't have to do that publicly just for guys doing that. It just made me want to go harder for them. And I think that just kind of shows the unity and the bond and the family type atmosphere that we have here. I think every game it's its own story. So you can't get caught up too much in what happened in the previous games, because each game is different. And I think just the pros, you just kind of understand how certain guys play. But I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly. I mean, I was happy, man. Just anytime anybody reaches a milestone, we're going to celebrate, just because you understand the work that you had to put in, silencing the doubters and all that stuff. So I can only imagine, the pressure that he has on him as a first-round pick. I wouldn't know. A lot of people don't know that. But I seen him really just grow and just his preparation, man. Yeah, I mean, it means a lot, man. Like I said, anytime anybody gets an accolade, we celebrate it, or a milestone, because we understand all the guys will tell you that they couldn't do it without their teammate.
That's Zach Gore, Ravens defensive coordinator. Yesterday met with the media, as the Ravens are just a couple of days away now from the wild card game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Significant favorites in said game, which we will talk about big time over the course of the next 4 hours and then into tomorrow. And then again on the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show, live from Brew Brothers, coming up on Saturday, Horseshoe Casino. But that one will work back to front, as always. Zach, we're talking about Roquan and Kyle Hamilton being named the NFLPA First Team All-Pros at their respective positions, linebacker for Roquan and safety for Kyle Hamilton. And that's voted on by the players. Lamar got the quarterback nod. And we'll hear from Todd Monken about that as the show progresses. But Vinny, we talked about Roquan in the first quarter of the season.
Yep.
Second quarter of the season. Then the second half of the season. And last game against the Browns. Roquan Smith, after a shaky start defensively, for him personally, and certainly if he's struggling, that means your defense is probably not playing up to snuff. But Roquan Smith now playing like the perennial all-pro, pro bowler, highly respected player that he is. And remember, he won the Buckus Award at Georgia. He was a stud in Chicago with the Bears. And then Eric DaCosta swung that trade middle of 2022. And here we set Roquan Smith. Now, replacing Ray Lewis has been a tough task, and the Ravens have had guys fill in, Dwight Smith, C.J. Mosley, but Roquan Smith is about as close to Ray Lewis as you could possibly get, and Roquan Smith himself, Vinny Serrato, kind of building a maybe Canton-like resume when it's all said and done.
Yeah, because he's still, what is he, 26?
I think he was drafted same year Lamar was, 2018.
27. So, yeah, he's a dominant figure. And you notice him on the field. The thing that I like about him is when he arrives, Bob, he arrives in a bad mood. You know, because he is a physical dude. He just looks like he's just running much better, reacting much quicker. They're blitzing him more instead of putting him in pass coverage, which I think is smart. He's not a great blitzer because he doesn't just tries to run over the guy instead of using his hands and stuff. And I thought Hamilton was one of their best blitzers. But, yeah, Roquan is really stepped. And it's kind of funny. I mean, ever basically since Simpson has gotten decreased t- to none reps, he's taken off.
And he's helped, you know, Chris Board and Malik Harrison deserve credit. And, you know, Roquan's presence probably makes them better football players, much like it did with Patrick Queen before.
Well, I think the thing with them being veteran guys, Bob, is with Simpson, I think he had to guide him and give him a lot of direction. With Board, veteran. With Malik Harrison, veteran. He doesn't have to be telling them, hey, do this, you know, it's... They know what they're doing, and all he's got to then worry about is the front dudes. And the front dudes, you got a lot of smart guys up front. So, you know, the back end, Kyle's handling the back end, so he doesn't have to. I just think that he's able to play faster because he doesn't have to think and do so much stuff.
I just noticed Vinny's wearing a Notre Dame shirt and a Penn State hat, which we'll get to as the playoffs.
Penn State hockey hat.
Yeah, whatever. We'll get into all of that, but I didn't mean to lose track. But Odafe Oweh got 10 sacks, first-round draft pick, had 13 sacks in his career heading into this season, almost matched that career total in 1 year. So what's been the most impressive part about his turnaround? And as Zach Orr said, Zach was an undrafted free agent who made a name for himself. He was second team all pro the year that he hurt his neck and his career had to come to an end. But always been a guy that, I don't know about him. Where's the beef? We've seen it. Have we seen enough to maybe extend him beyond 2024, though?
I mean, Bob, you got to, it's all about what is he worth? Like, who would be the comparable? You know, because basically he's been a 1 year wonder sack wise. So the contract for Eric would be difficult because what the Ravens are going to want to pay him and what he's going to want are going to be two different things, I think. And are people going to want to pay him? He's a super athlete. He can run. I'm guessing he's a great dude. And he's got good takeoff, and you're figuring, okay, he's getting better. Is he getting ready to go from 10 to 12, or is he going to go from 10 back to 6?
What is your impression of Odafe Oweh in that regard? Is he an ascending player or a guy that's just, all right, he's effective, but maybe not a premier level pass rusher?
Yeah, I don't think he's premier, Bob, just because to me he's not natural hand. He disappears too much. And I'm guessing that offenses are not scheming up for him. You know, he's got, when he gets his takeoff and burst and he can get around the corner, I would just have to look at, you know, I mean, if I was negotiating with him, Bob, I would say, okay, how many times do you beat the guy off the snap one-on-one? Or how many of them are where you're chasing and, you know, you're not winning, but the other guys help you get the sack. I mean, is he been effective? Yes. I mean, to me, Van Noy is more of the natural pass rusher. He's got, you know, the spin moves and stuff, and a guy that I would think, if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm more worried about Van Noy than I am Oweh.
Also heard Zach Orr talking about the pros and cons of playing a team three times, which obviously they're going to be doing with the Steelers on Saturday night. And he didn't seem overly worried, concerned, no advantages one way or another. You know, once they kick off at 8 o'clock, it's a whole new ballgame. They're not going to be thinking about, hey, what happened back there in December? No, they're task at hand.
Well, I thought, Bob, in reality, I thought defensively probably played better in the first game. Defensively. I mean, they were getting after him pretty good.
Yeah, no touchdowns allowed.
Yeah, no touchdowns. And then in the second game, I mean, they just made some big explosive plays, the defense. You know, the fumble down on the 3-yard line and then the pick six. And otherwise, they played, I mean, be totally honest, they played good in both games, the defense. They just made more plays. In the first game, Pittsburgh's defense made the plays. In the second game, Ravens defense made the plays.
And then to start the show, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is over there. We'll hear from him in a second. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That starts at 11 o'clock. 410-583-1057. Plaza Port Tax Line. Players having Zach Orr's back. And Marlon Humphrey was the number one dude in that area. And he said it multiple times. He's scheming us up right. We're just not executing. Bennett maybe got a little more. Some guys aren't committing to this. Some guys are missing that. But Marlon Humphrey, among others, always said that Zach Gore's game plan was acceptable, even though the results may not have been. So now Zach Gore, as you heard, he appreciates it. They have my back, and now we're seeing the work come out. The Dean Pease addition, you know, we cannot understate that sure. But, you know, when Marlon Humphrey was saying what he was saying, are we believing him a little bit more than as opposed to him just talking about a former teammate there?
Yeah, and here's what I think, Bob. I think that players know first about if players can play or can't play. Just, you know, they can, like when the draft picks come in and they've had a couple of days of mini camp or whatever, just go ask a veteran player if the guy can help or not, because they'll give you an honest answer. All right, I think what happened, Bob, was the defense was so bad. So I'm guessing that going to get somebody to help fix it came from the top. Not the players. You know, I think the players always had Zach's back, because what the players knew is they know it's Marcus Williams. They know the players that are effing up back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it was a combination, because Dean Pease comes in and things didn't really improve totally, Bob, until they got rid of Marcus Williams, put Washington back there, Simpson got less reps. So I think it was kind of a combination. But I think it was a reaction from management, probably owner, about getting the defense right. And then the players always knew who was not doing it. I mean, because Eddie Jackson's gone and boom, this guy's not playing anymore. You know, so I mean, the players know.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's playoff week, Steelers week, so you get that double combo. Get in here for your predictions, concerns for the game. Ravens 9.5-point favorites over the Steelers in the wild card round. 410-583-1057. How you join us? College football playoffs tonight. Notre Dame taking on Penn State in the Orange Bowl. Irish 1.5-point favorites in this game. And I got to be honest with you, and it's wild because I've always hated Penn State. Since I was a kid.
Me too.
And being Irish Catholic, I don't know. It's a weird thing. You would figure I'd be all about Notre Dame. It's a natural fit.
Bob, when you were a kid on Sunday mornings, did you watch Lindsey Nelson?
Channel 4. It was on Channel 4 in Washington, Fuzzy in downtown Baltimore. But I never gravitated. Like, Maryland's obviously my team, but Oklahoma was my second favorite, like, national bandwagon. But this one's a tough one, and it's not about who I hated when I was 12. It's like, who's going to win the game? And who's going to advance to the championship? And Franklin kind of threw a salvo at Notre Dame for not playing conference games.
Yeah.
As Marcus Freeman's like literally sitting right next to him, you know what I mean?
Oh, so, and calling him Marcus all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
And we'll get into all that. But it's tonight. We'll talk about it. We got a lot going on. We got guests at the yin-yang. Vinny's stat breakdown of the Ravens' defense. Basically, going back to that first Steelers game and why they have turned around things so dramatically. If you want to join us, you can. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Hey, it's our request Thursday. Get away. I'm sick of the snow and in the ice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, at Zach Orr, Ravens defense coordinator, talking about B. Steve. Brandon Stevens,
yeah,
who's had a shaky 2024 season.
Yeah, you're being kind.
After a, I guess, bust out.
Yeah,
23.
He was. I mean, we said that he should have made the Pro Bowl last year when he didn't get picked,
and he was playing for a pretty significant contract extension.
Yep.
In 24, but he has been kind of the roasted dude. I mean, even Cleveland. With Bailey Zappe last week, they were throwing at him.
Yep.
And Jerry Jeudy, and he struggled. And you've said it, I guess, from the day they drafted him. Remember, I'm not making excuses for him, by the way. He was a running back at UCLA, yeah. converted to a DB at SMU. And he certainly had his moments. But this year has been shaky, to say the least. And look, Pittsburgh's not going to make you piss down your leg offensively. But as you advance... And we can sit here and talk about, Diggs and Gabe Davis are gone. Shakur's had a pretty big year for them. They still have Amari Cooper. And this Keon Coleman kid, since he came back from his injury out of Florida State, making moves too. So as they get further along in the postseason, does Brandon Stevens become more of a liability? But you heard Zach Orr say, hey, we view them all as starters, which is nice to hear.
Well, I mean, to me, a lot of that's coach speak. But, Bob, what did I say yesterday? The thing that concerned me about the defense is when they play against a good receiver, Brandon Stevens' liability. They have two liabilities on defense, my opinion. Malik Harrison in the pass versus the pass, I think that's a total liability. And Pittsburgh went after him on the first play of the Cleveland went after him first play of the game. So I think that's a liability. And then Brandon Stevens is a huge liability. Huge liability. And I would have a call that if Stevens is on Pickens on the outside one-on-one, I'm taking a shot. They're going to take probably five shots during the game, I would think, if Stevens is out there. Or even with White, because I like White because I think he's super smart. Just don't think he can run very
Tre'Davious
well.
White, yeah. He's not the Buffalo Tre'Davious White.
No, he can't run as well. So that other corner spot kind of scares me a little bit.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is over there as well. Nolan, it's a Total Request Thursday. What were we jamming to coming out of that first break as chosen by the people?
People starting strong today. They wanted a little Tupac out the gate.
Tupac out the gate. So if you, Featured Artist Friday, I don't think we've had him ever. If so, it's been a long, long time.
Certainly not recently.
Yeah, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That starts at 11 o'clock. But as Nolan said, coming out strong. Tupac spent time in Baltimore, went to the with School for the Arts down there on, what was that, Monument Street or Madison Street. He'd spent time in the Charm City. Memory serves, I don't think he liked it in Baltimore too much, reading quotes about my hometown.
Oh, I feel like there's a lot of people around here that claim to, oh, I knew him when he was here.
I did.
I ran into him when he was here.
I played one-on-one basketball with him in 1972.
What was the final score?
I don't know. I don't think he was alive yet. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get out to the phones. Ravens, 9.5 over the Steelers. Terps got UCLA coming up on Friday. We'll talk about that. Next couple of days, two teams on two-game skids, both 11-4 overall. UCLA is 2-2 in the league. Maryland leads the country in attaboys.
Yes.
We played really good.
Yeah, UCLA at least got blown out. I mean, Maryland's been close in every game, but they haven't been able to get over the hump against ranked teams. By the way, Villanova beat UConn, PT, which actually helps Maryland's cause in that net rankings sort of thing. And the Orioles mourn the loss of Brian Mattis. We talked about that yesterday with Mike Bordick. A horrible, unexpected tragedy. And, you know, so Brian Mattis reinvented himself from a first-round pick, number four overall pick, to a very effective reliever for two really good teams, 2012, 2014 for Buck Showalter. Orioles, of course, about 5 weeks away from pitchers and catchers. And, you know, we know what their promotional schedule is. And we talked about it yesterday, the David Rubenstein bobblehead.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have the David Rubenstein bobblehead going, yes, Gunnar Henderson, here's your extension. Yes, let's trade for Luis Castillo or the kid, the Miller kid. What's it? Bryce Miller from Seattle, which I'd be surprised if they're looking to deal him. But you get the point. David Rubenstein, shake your head. Yes, maybe he is trying to spend money. Maybe the GM thinks it's not a prudent thing to do. Keep in mind, the Orioles are going to be one of the best. I can't get into that yet. Let's get out to the phones. Harry in Owings Mills. Harry, what's happening?
Good morning, Bob, Vinny, Nolan. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
And, Vinny, I want to thank you for providing a little insight on Marcus Williams, because I was trying to understand exactly why he was good in the beginning and all of a sudden he took a right turn down the wrong street.
I want to know that, too. I don't know. And I can't wait to find out. He cratered.
Oh.
It went from being the guy calling plays at training camp to a guy that's not even active on game day.
And they've already done a deal to get rid of him on June 1 cut.
Yeah, that was that. Tucker sucking was the big story.
Yeah.
But now that he's stabilized, the Marcus Williams thing is incredible.
Yeah.
Not good at all. Now, the reason why I called today, because I wanted to talk a little bit about Kevin Willard. Now, I'd like to understand, I always feel that this is the case. Your past performances are indicative of your future outcomes. So I go back, I say, okay, let me take a look at what made Damon Evans think that Kevin Willard was the guy. So he coached at Seton Hall from 2010 to 2021. And he took his team to the NCAA tournament six times. Unfortunately, one of those times, NCAA tournament was canceled. But of the other 5 years, four of those years, he lost in the first round. And the other year, he won one game. So in five NCAA appearances, he's won one game. And that's part of the reason why you see these close games. They're not winning. And to me, the losing part doesn't bother me as much. It's the process of how they lose. In terms of, I think Kevin Willard makes mistakes where he doesn't make defensive changes the way he should. He doesn't utilize his timeouts like he should. And the team is not executing. They're not performing well in those close moments. They're missing free throws, which is less on him, more on the players. But in terms of the way they execute and their mentality, you have to bring with you a culture for winning. Like, you feel like you're not only you're going to win, but you're expected to win. You're supposed to win. And that's my issue with him. If we lose this game to UCLA at home, Houston, we have a major problem.
All right, Harry, coming out with the smoke on Kevin Willard right out of the gate. Your points are well taken, Harry, no doubt about it. What are they, 5-19 on the road last couple of years in the Big Ten? The close games, they lose most of them. Understand that. He did win a tournament game with Maryland, if you remember, a couple years ago, beating old Huggy Bear there in West Virginia. But they're a good team. You can see the potential for real success. It's just got to translate onto the floor. The Washington game was a debacle. They were up big against Oregon, came back from a deficit in the second half to retake the lead, and then faltered down the stretch. So UCLA, they're shaky. Their coach just lambasted them for the whole world to see, Mick Cronin, after they got thumped by Michigan. Another game in which they fell behind, took the lead. They got thumped late. So this is a litmus test game for both teams. By the way, you can hear it on The Fan, and it's on Fox, 8 o'clock national TV on Friday night. We have time for a call. Nolan McGraw, no. If you're on the line, hang tight. We'll get you next. 410-583-1057 is the number. You want to rag on the Terps? We'll listen. You want to complain about the Orioles? We'll listen to that, too. But Ravens taking on the Steelers. Playoff game. Ravens lose that day? Hey, Maryland losing to UCLA, the Orioles only signing Charlie Morton. Ravens losing the Steelers Saturday night? That's small potatoes to the bitching you'll be doing next week.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
So a request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. 11 o'clock, start getting your votes in. Featured artist Friday. Tomorrow, we're at Green Valley Marketplace, Pasadena from 10 to 2. All sorts of crazy stuff going on. We'll get into that in full detail. So, Nolan, hang tight with that air check, if you know what I'm saying. But I did look at the steamer pots, and I'm getting the Raven. And I'll explain it to you as the show rolls on. The Raven is going to be something the old Bobster is going to be chowing down on tomorrow watching the other playoff game, Ohio State against Texas and Maryland UCLA. But the Ravens taking on Pittsburgh, 9.5-point favorites. Worried about the game? Concerns or what? Let's start it off in Ray with Ray in Baltimore. Ray, first of all, Happy New Year. We haven't talked to you since 25 kicked in. How you feeling? Hope everything's well with you and the family.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful, man. Hopefully all's well with the health and the wealth of both you three of you fellas in there as well.
Yep, thank you.
I will say this real quick because I'm about to pull up to a drive-thru and I can see if I can negotiate from my favorite place that rhymes with Eli as far as see if I can sneak in and get a breakfast sandwich because at the 10:30, you know how much they like to play hardball. Speaking of hardball, Saturday, I believe at the end of the day, the Ravens are going to win, but I truly believe for the first time, Mike Tomlin's going to be on the hot seat, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, I root for the brother. Hope the brother do great things, especially with the way, you know, coaches have been getting fired. Wink, wink. I want, you know, Mike Tomlin to do well. But the problem is he should have stayed with Justin Fields the whole time. And, you know, hearing rumblings obviously Twitter is an underbelly of fandom. But, you know, hearing rumblings, they kind of should have stayed with Justin Fields, seeing how everything turns out. Russell Wilson is washed. So my prediction, you know, in the words of Mr. T, it's going to be pain for the, you know, Steelers on Saturday. And as far as the Orioles, man, well, I don't, you know, I know you long drank that Jack Daniels, but man, the Orioles make me want to come out of alcohol retirement because I don't know what they're doing. I believe, you know, I don't believe they're doing that guy, Mr. Hyde, a disservice. And y'all know how I feel about him.
Yes.
But even with him, I mean, you're not putting the best product on the field with what they have. So I'm just going to hang up the phone.
Yeah. You get yourself all lathered up over there. Best product on the field. I mean, look at the Orioles every day nine and pump the brakes a little bit with best product on the field. They're still really capable of doing good things. They need another reliever. They need another number one starter. Or they need a number one starter. It's January 9th. People losing their freaking minds over this already.
When did Corbin Burns get traded for, Bob?
February 1st.
Thank you.
Just calm down, everybody. I mean, you think Rutschman's going to be as bad as he was in the second half last year? No. His track record said it's going to be more like the first half. Gunnar Henderson's an ascending player. Colton Kowser's an ascending player. Now, Tyler O'Neill gets hurt a lot. His track record speaks to it.
Holiday's got to step
up. Come on. You think he's as bad as he was? No. He was 1-1 for a reason. Yep. And then built up a number one overall prospect track record. I mean, Eplin's, I'm fine. Grayson, if he ever stays healthy, which is another conversation, he's got number one potential. I mean, just calm down. What the bleep over here? All right. Another call? Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Columbia. It's Dave. Dave, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just heard that guy Harry in Baltimore talking about Kevin Willard. I think the Terps basketball team's going to be okay. They get in the tournament. I could see them winning one, probably two games. I think who he should be more concerned about down there at College Park is Loxley. I mean, I cannot name a powerhouse that we have beaten in the last 3 years. I mean, I would venture to say we may have problems beating IMG or St. Francis in Baltimore at this point, and I'll hang up and let you comment on that.
All right, so this is a two-layered one. The fact that we're talking about Maryland basketball in 2025 now, where, hey, they'll be all right, they might win a game or two, that's unacceptable. Maryland basketball's powerhouse national championship resume, proven fact. When you go to the games, look at the banners hanging up in the rafters. Maryland football, however, when is the last time they've competed? Like 2 years ago, they had Ohio State on the ropes, and then Leah threw the pick at the end of the half, kind of changed the momentum of that.
They went for two and didn't make it, wasn't it?
Well, that was when
Pigram.
The coordinator guy filling in for DJ Durkin was the offense coordinator. Pittsburgh got fired. Was at LSU. His name escaped me all of a sudden. Yeah. But now, they were hanging with Ohio State 2 years ago. This is making me nuts now. He was the OC at Pittsburgh, and everybody hated his guts. Canada.
Yeah, Matt Canada.
There we go. Let's go, baby. Let's get this together over here. They've hung with teams.
Attaboys?
No, but at this 6 years in? No, it's like, let's win one. And Penn State has just pulled their pants down and spanked them hindings to their red. Ran up the score on them in the season finale. So, angst for Maryland football? Absolutely. Great recruiting class, no doubt about it. They changed the quarterback room with the portal and signing the kid from Archbishop Spalding. But, you know, Maryland basketball, did it win any game? No. Year three, no, it's time to, like, realistic contenders to get to the Sweet 16. Top five seed, they're an eight right now, according to Joe Lunardi.
So I think, Bob, back to football, you know, because you look at, like, Wisconsin, all right, when Barry went in there, all right, we're Madison, Wisconsin. We live in Madison. What type of football do we have to play? And that's what we got to do to win games. And they won. They beat Ohio State. They beat the Michigan.
They went to Rose Bowls.
Yeah. And they beat those people. And then now the new AD goes and gets the dude from Cincinnati, and he wants to not run it anymore. You know, he wants to spread them out and do. And now they suck. You know, and I think that's the thing with Locksley. How do we win at Maryland? What do we got to do to win? What type of players? What type of program do we got to have to win? Because we're not going to go get the five star. So what do we got to do to win?
If we get one, it's going to be one.
Yeah.
And then you got to develop the threes into fours and fives.
No doubt.
By the time things are done there. But it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Speaking of college football, got Notre Dame, Penn State tonight. We'll talk about it. You want to predict that game? We can do it. Coming up at 11 o'clock, A.J. Gersh, Fox 45, will preview Ravens-Steelers. Ravens still strong. 9.5-point favorites. Anything to this, playing the same team three times. Works for both squads, by the way, not just for the Ravens. Tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. Notre Dame 1.5-point favorites in that game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. That's what I think. Both are going to play defense. Both don't score a lot of points. Both want to run the football and play good defense.
Looks like Love's going to be ready for Notre Dame tonight, right? The running back.
Yep, he's going to be ready. And the pass rush dude for Penn State, supposed to play.
So we'll talk about that. Mike Harmon will be joining us, Fox Sports Radio, later in the program. Preview the college football playoffs and NFL. Get a little daily fantasy advice from him. But let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We're going to Baltimore. It is Keith. Keith, what's up? Thanks for holding. It's playoff week. What's going on?
Playoff week. Got the Steelers, a team I've been despising since 1996. But anyway, wanted to talk about Zach Orr and his transition into coaching. For me, it's kind of like when he was a player. He was undrafted, had to prove himself. His coaching style, same way. Stepping into something new. He's got to learn his way. And for me, Marcus Williams has been a shell of himself since he got injured. So I drove to Cleveland thinking we were going to destroy the Browns. Came back home with an L. Watched Marcus Williams walk up and down the sideline. Literally took a picture of this guy. Standing on the sideline with a do-rag on. If you're a professional, I mean, come on. Why is he here not in the game? He's been checked out. Glad the guy's gone. Glad Adarius is stepping up. We're going to beat the Steelers this weekend. And that's really all I wanted to say, guys. Just wanted to get that off my chest.
All right. Thank you, Keith.
And I appreciate you guys.
All right, Keith. Appreciate you as well. And that was the game in Cleveland where he wasn't scratched, but he didn't play. And Eddie Jackson got the start and dropped a couple of picks. Jameis Winston won Offensive Player of the Week after that game. Things were so brutal. But, you know, Marcus Williams going to be part of the Ravens' past here once it gets official as the season ends. And right now, Darius Washington very much part of their present and hopefully playoff future moving forward here.
So Marcus Williams will not be active rest of the season. Yeah, me. I think he's checked out, and the players probably have all right, we know what you're doing.
All right, let's get back to the phones. PT in Towson. PT, what's happening?
Hey, guys. I'm really sorry. I really am sorry about that UConn Villanova
thing. Well, the dude missed the foul shots. What 3 seconds left for UConn? And then, Villanova got that cover at the end. But I did not bet PT because it was a great game. I was watching Cleveland and OKC, which was an awesome game. And then the Villanova. So I had two TVs working at the same time. And my hoops junkie fix was satisfied for sure.
Actually, I've got the two TV set up to you. Anybody out there, man, if you can pull it off, the two TV setup is really, it's actually helping my marriage, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing to have.
Yeah. Well, listen, I should have told you, I was at Essex for 3.5 years, so my advice on these bets is up in the air for sure. But I am with Vinny. I'm with Vinny on the under tonight, and this does confuse me. Again, don't take my advice, but Franklin is 1-14 versus top 5 teams. He's 4-19 versus top 10 teams. The spread confuses me. Georgia's a great team. I didn't think the quarterback change was that significant. I thought that was going to be a close game, and Notre Dame pretty much handed it to him. And now you're telling me that that's a field goal game? I'd love Notre Dame. You guys are
spreads down to 1 Notre Dame and over under according to ESPN bet 45.5.
I'm just nervous about Leonard throwing the football. I threw for 90 yards last week. He can run. I know he can run. I'm just nervous about him if he's got to throw the football.
Yeah. But, I mean, the guy's got a heck of a lot of experience, and I like him a lot better than Adler. Adler's one of those classic guys. He looks great against, Northwestern, whoever it is. But you hit him in the mouth a couple of times, and he's a different guy. And we all agree that the playoff schedule, I mean, it was sickening. SMU, the quarterback gave them the game in the first quarter, and then they play freaking Boise. I mean, Boise, you look at the recruiting thing, something obviously you know really well, Betty. They recruit, 2 stars, 3 stars. They're not in the same class as these programs. But I think on a level field, as history shows, Franklin comes up short.
Yeah. And wouldn't you say, though, Penn State has the best player on the field with the tight end?
That kid is too good, isn't he? 6'6", 255.
Yeah.
And the classic thing, it was in one of Penn State's losses. I think he got like 1 or 2 touches. So, once again, I mean, I think Frank learned his lesson there. And that's the thing with Penn State. And look, anyone listening out there that's got a kid in the state, do not send them to Franklin. You don't want to go to Maryland, don't go to Maryland. That's fine with me. But James Franklin, and there's a couple of things you can talk about with Franklin where he's not the guy you want leading, having your son for – 3, 4, or 5 years. But,
he speaks highly of you, PT, just to let you know. PT, appreciate the call. We're coming up at the top, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
There's PT in Towson. Told me to take UConn getting that 1.5. They wound up losing by 2.
Well, that guy clunked those free throws.
85% free throw shooter, too, by the way. We'll come back. AJ Gersh, Fox 45, preview Ravens Steelers with him. Got the whip around 11-15 tons going on in the world of sports currently and historically. Some Ravens stuff and Jim Palmer celebration we got coming up. And then Vinny's going to break down the Steelers on film. We'll talk about the Ravens defensive stats and take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Total request Thursday, but coming up at 11, get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday.